This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution about Gavin Newsom, the once and future candidate for the presidency, not in 24, in 28. And Bill, writing a column for California On Your Mind, looks at how Gavin Newsom is doing right now with the California voters, his base for projecting into the future of the Democratic Party. The detail here is about initiative that the governor backed, money for building housing for the homeless, especially for the mentally ill homeless. And Bill analyzes how the results are showing now and also other concerns that the governor has at home getting attention nationally from the Wall Street Journal. This is Bill Whalen, Hoover Institution, California On Your Mind, about Gavin Newsom, the handsome, very well-positioned, and governor of California for the future.
You know, oddly enough, I think the governor would probably love to wear the Scarlet A, which is stands for attention. And the Wall Street Journal, besides going after him on the deficit, John, they also went after him just yesterday on the governor's spending of money across the country in red states, criticizing them over their abortion policies as well. He announces the day before Recount California announced its plan against Newsom. And this is one of the gripes against his governor, that he's governing while distracted. Not to filibuster here too long, John, but we had a primary on Tuesday, and there was one ballot measure that Governor Newsom was front and center on. This is Proposition 1, which was a $6.3 billion bond to build housing across California for mental facilities to help get the homeless off the street. $20 million on the governor's side, no opposition. Newsom front and center in the ads, John. And they're still counting the votes here in California, but I looked at it this morning, John. It's ahead by about 0.8%. 1% in the vote. This is California, John, where Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1. This measure was getting 60% of the polls a month ago. And this tells you, I think, something problematic about Gavin Newsom moving forward. He goes on TV and he sells an idea. The public doesn't necessarily go along. And I suspect maybe it's a little burnout with politicians and maybe a little burnout with Newsom. And then also maybe, John, when you're talking about an issue like homelessness, if you're part of the political class, I don't think people view you as part of the solution. They probably view you as part of the problem. So that measure will probably pass, but it was not the victory lap of the legacy item that Newsom hoped to boast.
More of this later.